Have you ever traveled abroad? What countries have you been to? Where was your favorite?
Yes, I went to France, Germany, and England last winter. It was awesome. Yes, I went to visit my aunt and uncle in Australia 3 years ago. No, I've never been abroad. For my graduation present, my parents promised to take me to Europe. If you could visit anywhere in the world, where would it be? What specifically would you see?
I'd go to France to see the Eiffel Tower and the Louvre Museum. I want to go to Egypt to see the Sphinx and the pyramids, and a camel. I'd go to Italy and see everything. Rome, Venice, Florence, Naples. I want to see the original paintings. What's your favorite theme park or beach? Did you go with family or friends?
I've been to both Disneyland and Disney World. I like Disney World best, but Florida is hot. My favorite is Santa Cruz Beach. My favorite part is the wave pool. I could stay there forever. My father's not a big fan of theme parks. He says they're overpriced and overcrowded. Does your family travel for Christmas or the 4th of July? What about New Year?
We go to my grandparents in Seattle every Christmas and stay there till about January 3rd. For the 4th of July, we head out somewhere. My father is into road trips. My mother works in a department store, so the holidays are peak times for her. What festivals have you been to? What's your favorite holiday?
I've been to a bunch. My parents are into festivals. My favorite is Mardi Gras in New Orleans. I went to the Intellectual Culture Festival in Arkansas once. I'm joking. I went to the Super Bowl once. Does that count? That was awesome. Does your father travel in his job? Does he travel light? Does he ever work at home?
Yes. He's a government official and he gives training seminars all over the country. He doesn't travel much, but he has a long commute every day, about 90 minutes each way. No, my father owns a Chinese restaurant and he's either at home or at work. Really? Me too! Why? When? Where? Who? How often? Awesome. Bummer. Anyway, whatever. The bad news is,